Well, welcome back to Game 2 here on KJAN.com of our high school basketball doubleheader tonight as Exira EHK gets set to host Adair Casey in boys high school basketball. In the girls game earlier this evening, it was a 6-point win for Exira EHK as they came out on top of Adair Casey here tonight in the first game. And the Bomber boys, we'll see if they can answer back against Exira EHK here in game number 2. I'm Jim Field, he's Chris Parks, and we'll have all the action for you here this evening on KJAN.com. Appreciate you joining us here on the web, even though we've got college men's basketball, Iowa and you and I battling on the air tonight on KJAN Radio. We'll get you all the action here tonight on the web here at KJAN.com. And, of course, these games archived as well, so after the fact, you'll be able to listen to those forever. Or at least as long as KJAN.com is around after the ball game is finished here tonight. So we'll have the opportunity for you to check them out afterward as well. So two teams getting set, getting loose, getting ready for the basketball game here tonight for the Bombers and the Spartans, both 2-0 on the season. For Adair Casey, wins over Walnut 60-33 and Iowa Christian 53-46. Spencer Rokols just went nuts scoring-wise in both games. Rokols averaging a cool 29 points a game through their first two contests. He had 30 points, 11 rebounds in the win over Walnut, and he had a 28-point night in the win over Iowa Christian. For the Spartans, Doug Newton's team also 2-0. They beat Glidden-Ralston 54-18, and just the other night, 68-61, a good battle over Ankeny Christian as they got some pretty good performances from Zach Himmelberg with 22 points. Dayton Rasmussen had 17, and Spencer Smith had 10. So some good numbers out there for both of these ball clubs tonight. We could see a very competitive offensive kind of game tonight.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see these two teams and how they come out and get things going here this evening with both teams having, you know, like you kind of mentioned, quite a bit of experience out there. Guys that have, you know, been through the ringer, they know how things go. And I know for the Spartans here, the last few years, they've, you know, kind of felt like they've been on the brink of having just a really, really terrific team. And this should be another year that's pretty fun for them out there on the basketball court. And, of course, Adair Casey, you got some great athletes out there as well, with guys like Palmer and Rokols out there on the floor kind of leading the way. It should be a very fun ball game.
We look forward to the start of this one. Teams finishing up their shoot-arounds prior to the game. We're just a few minutes away from the opening tap. We'll take a quick break, and we'll have the start of the ball game for you coming up in just a moment. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAM.com.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Elkhorn, Kimbleton, Exira, Exira EHK, or whatever order you want to put it in, I guess. Either way, we're here in Elkhorn tonight as we get ready for tonight's contest between the boys now. A girls game wrapped up here just a little while ago. Ready for the boys contest tonight between the Adair Casey Bombers and the Exira EHK Spartans here tonight, as I mentioned, in Elkhorn. They're slowly transforming the Dane Dome up here. You can see that the new padding on the both behind both baskets and then the scorer's table as well, they've got decked out with the Spartan gear. So it's slowly converting here over to the maroon and white colors here in Elkhorn. And tonight we'll take a look here at starting lineups here for these two teams as we get set to play basketball. For the Adair Casey Bombers, head coach Mark Imgarden, they're 2-0 on the season, and their starting five looks like this. Number 13, Trayton Jensen, a 5'10 sophomore. Also number 23, Cole Palmer, a 5'11 senior. Number 25, Alex Umbaugh, a 6-foot junior. Number 33, Spencer Rokols, a 6'1 junior. And number 35, James Grubbs, a 5'9 sophomore out there to start the game tonight for Adair Casey. For the Exira EHK Spartans, head coach Doug Newton, they're 2-0 on the season. Their starting five looks like this. Number 2, Dayton Rasmussen, the 6'1 senior. Number 14, Spencer Smith, the 5'10 senior. Number 24, Dylan Parker, the 5'11 senior. Number 32, Zach Himmelberg, the 6'6 senior. And number 44, Preston Waymeyer, the 6'2 senior out there tonight here for the Spartans.
Well, if you're trying to play defense against Adair Casey, I think it's fairly simple. Well, it's not always simple, but here's how it's going to work here tonight. You're going to work real hard to make sure you work on those guys that are out front, especially Spencer Rokols. That'll be the goal. Now, it looks like Adair Casey's made a few adjustments to their starting lineup since we looked at it a little bit earlier, as they've got Sawyer Ockletree out there on the floor to start, along with Josh Earlmeyer. Alex Umbaugh, Spencer Rokols, and James Grubbs looks like on the floor to start. So a little different look here tonight than what we anticipated for the Bombers. Spartans are going to try to spread things around a little bit. They've got plenty of weapons out there. Spencer Smith will take care of the offense from the outside. You got Himmelberg down low at 6 foot six, and he could do a lot of damage for you inside, especially if he gets that ball down real close to that basket. And they have plenty of other options out there with Dylan Parker, Dayton Rasmussen. So a lot of opportunities for them to put points on the board. You got to watch them at all angles during the course of a ball game here tonight, because they'll move that ball pretty quickly up and down the floor. And we could have a very fun game here tonight.
Should be a nice back and forth ball game here. When, like you mentioned, I might see a lot of running up and down the floor here in this one with the athletes that the two squads have here tonight. And about ready to get things tapped off as the teams break their final huddle, and Himmelberg will be in the central circle against Alex Umbaugh here to tip things off here for the basketball game. Spartans in their home white with the maroon lettering and trim, and the road black for the Bombers with the gold and white lettering and trim. And the Bombers win. The tap is taken down there by Ockletree, and now they'll work it around the perimeter. Ockletree gets it back up top, and he'll kick it off now to Cole Palmer. Palmer back to Ockletree. Ockletree will dump it off now here over far side to Rokols. Rokols on the run, and that's going to be a foul call here as they whistle one against Spencer Smith, his first. That one's on the floor. It'll be inbounded underneath. Ockletree will inbound, looking for somebody to get open, and now we're going to have a five-second call. Couldn't find anybody open and was finally going to lob it out high, but too late on the inbound pass, and they turn it over.
You know, when that happens, it always makes the guy trying to inbound look bad, but it's really usually the other guys who aren't being able to get separation from the defenders to give him an opportunity.
So now the Spartans will get the basketball, a chance to set up their offense, and they'll work it around Spencer Smith. Now to Waymire in the lane. He'll kick it back outside. Get it off to Parker, back up top to Rasmussen. He'll drive, put a floater up just inside the free throw line. No good. Rebound by the Bombers, and they'll run up the floor. Tapped away and stolen. Spencer Smith came away at the steal. He'll go coast to coast. The flip no good, though, and the rebound right back to the guy that he stole it away from in Rokols, and now he'll steal it away from him again as he came from behind and tapped it away and stole it.
Twice, just too quick from behind, tapping that ball away.
So a couple of quick turnovers. Now they'll work at baseline. Himmelberg goes strong to the hoop. Missed the shot. Waymire the rebound. His shot's blocked. He tries to save it inbounds off a defender, but it bounces up high, and it's taken out of the air by Rokols, and he is fouled by Dylan Parker, who's going to pick up his first. Quick action here to start the ball game, and it's still knotted up the nothing-nothing. 6:47 here to go in this first quarter. In this high school basketball game between the Exira EHK Spartans and the Adair Casey Bombers. Miscommunication there, and the Bombers throw it away as Palmer threw it out of bounds.
Well, we might get whiplash watching the ball go up and down the floor here tonight.
I knew it might be a fast game, but I didn't think it was going to be this frantic back and forth. Parker now will lob it down low. Himmelberg, he gets positioned in the middle of the lane, missed the shot, gets his own rebound, and the putback is good. So Zach Himmelberg not quite with the touch here early on, but he's able to get that one and put it back on the second try. Now the Bombers will work it around here, trailing 2-0. Ockletree will pick up his dribble. He'll get it off now to Rokols. Rokols will try to work against Smith. Gets an awkward shot up, but gets it to go. A high arcing one that splashes home from the elbow. 2-2 now, knotted up. Spartans have it out top. Rasmussen will fire it over to Smith. Smith, try to get it to Waymire. Now he'll kick it out. Himmelberg, baseline. He'll pump fake and back up top now to Smith. Smith will get it back now to Rasmussen. Rasmussen will skip it over to Parker. Parker back to Rasmussen, now to Smith. Smith a couple of dribbles and a work it across to Parker. Pump fake, but he slid his pivot foot as well, so he gets called for the travel. That'll turn the basketball back over here to Adair Casey. Inbound pass, and Cole Palmer will work it up the floor, working against Rasmussen. Man pressure right now here by the Spartans. Out top, basketball is Umbaugh, now Ockletree. Ockletree will kick it over to Rokols. Rokols will take a couple of dribbles, now stop, looks for some help, and he throws it away into the backcourt. We'll scramble for it. Rasmussen comes up with it, goes straight to the hoop, and the roll doesn't go on the shot. Rokols comes out of the pile with the rebound, and he'll run it up the floor. Almost has it stolen, out of control, and he's going to get called for the offensive foul. Parker probably wasn't set, though, and maybe got away with that one, but it was pretty wild either way. So Rokols will pick up the foul, an offensive foul on the run.
Interesting matchup with Spencer Smith with all his quickness guarding Rokols, pretty much one-on-one, man-on-man, and Rokols a very good ball handler and a shifty kind of a shooter. He can fall back, he can take it to the rack, he can do a lot of different things. He also has a 3-inch height advantage, so he's able to get up and over Smith too.
And now we have a kick ball here as they try to get a pass right around Earlmeyer, and it went off his foot, so it'll go to the sideline to inbound here. And now we'll see things inbounded here and worked over. Parker, he'll pull up, and that one's long off the back of the iron. And now we're going to have things go the other way here on a foul underneath. And that's going to be whistled against Waymire, trying to fight for that loose ball. Third team foul now here against the Spartans. And the Bombers will work it up the floor. Tied at two apiece, 4:37 to go first quarter. Here's Earlmeyer with the basketball. We'll dump it outside. Long three-point attempt on the way and knocked down by Alex Umbaugh. So the triple gets the Bombers the advantage, 5-2. Here's Spencer Smith with it. Cross-court skip pass to Parker. Back up top to Rasmussen. Rasmussen a dribble and a lob back over to Smith. Zone pressure right now here for the Bombers. They work it now down on the block to Himmelberg. Gets the shot to go and the foul call. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play. And the foul is going to be whistled against Sawyer Ockletree. That'll be his first.
Good strong move to the basket that time by Himmelberg as he really was not going to be denied.
And he makes the free throw as well. So he completes the three-point play and ties this game back up at five apiece. Up ahead on the run, it's Palmer. Hangs on to it, now threw it away. Miscommunication, he thought he was going to get a cut from Earlmeyer and he threw it there.
Yeah, had Earlmeyer kept going, that was going to be an easy layup for him.
So another turnover here. And it's now 4 minutes to go, first quarter, tied at five. Spartans with the basketball out high. Lob it over to Waymire at the elbow. Now go baseline to Himmelberg, walk with the basketball. A little bit too much with the head fake. Gets called for steps. So right back here to Adair Casey. And this time it'll be walked up the floor here by Palmer. Working against Rasmussen, gets by him, but then stops. He'll dump it off over to Umbaugh. Umbaugh back to Earlmeyer up top, now to Ockletree. Ockletree with the basketball, will lob it over now to Palmer. Try to go right side, kicks it out to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer, lob pass across. Umbaugh for the three, that's no good. Rebound pulled down by Rasmussen. Rasmussen up ahead to Parker. Parker back up top. Now they'll lob it over to Waymire. Kick it back out, Himmelberg. Himmelberg off to Spencer Smith. Smith lob across to Parker. He'll dump it back up top to Rasmussen. Rasmussen will jump and kick it back over to Smith. He'll try the three. That's off the mark. Parker the rebound. Putback attempt is good, and he's fouled. He'll go to the line for a chance at a three-point play the hard way.
Tough shot. He was just trying to hang in the air long enough to flip that one up, and he just got it to roll through.
Foul whistled against Alex Umbaugh. That'll be his first. Third team foul now here against Adair Casey. And at the line now to try to complete the play is Dylan Parker, and he knocks it down. And now a quick timeout coming here from the Adair Casey bench. As they're going to take a 30-second timeout. 8-5, here's your score. Spartans with the lead now here. 3:02 left to go here in this first quarter of play.
That's a 6-0 run here by the Spartans after the Bombers took an early 5-2 lead and keyed largely by Zach Himmelberg as he's been doing a pretty good job down low getting himself free. He's been having a hard time getting the ball real close to the basket. He's had to make some moves to get there at times, but they're going to need to get some outside shooting, loosen up that interior.
Been a pretty quick-paced ball game here so far. The last couple of possessions, both teams have kind of settled down more into their half-court set, but definitely two very active teams, that's for sure.
You know, neither team has really been able to convert when they've had a few break chances up and down the floor. It's really been in the half-court sets.
And the Bombers will bring it across here this time and set things up. They get it over, and Rokols finds a little seam for a three-point try. Missed it, though. Rebound by Himmelberg. Spartans back the other way with it. They'll kick it over left side. Rasmussen back up top to Smith. Smith over to Rasmussen. They'll lob it down low to Wehmeyer. In traffic, kicks it back out to Parker. Quick pass over to Himmelberg. Lost the handle on it. Stolen up and fished up ahead. But Spencer Smith, there he is again, getting in a passing lane to steal it right back. Up ahead to Rasmussen. Back outside to Smith. Smith with the basketball, hanging on to it. Kicks it over to Rasmussen. Now they'll lob it to Wehmeyer. In traffic. Lost the handle on it as he tried to go up with it. And then it's tracked down by Parker. He'll work it back left side. Rasmussen kicks it in the corner to Himmelberg. Himmelberg, a couple of pump fakes, and now he'll kick it back up top to Smith. Smith trying to find a seam in the zone. Gets it down baseline to Himmelberg. Now passed off to Wehmeyer. Gives a good job of slicing through defenders and gets to the rack. Knocks one off the glass. Preston Wehmeyer with his first bucket, and it's 10-5 Spartans. Erlmeyer sings it over to Ockletree here left side. Back up top. Now it goes. Here's Erlmeyer. One dribble, and then he picks it up and needs some help now. Dumps it off to Ockletree, and a traveling violation call.
The Spartans are really doing a good job. And when I say Spartans, I mean Spencer Smith specifically, really doing a good job keeping the ball away from Spencer Rokols, as the Spencers really with a pretty good battle there defensively. And that's the goal, is just to keep the ball out of Rokols' hands. Once he gets the ball, anything can happen. He's such a good creator of trying to get his own shots off. But Smith doing a great job so far.
And now the Spartans with the ball here with 1:30 left to go first quarter. That five-point lead. Now Parker's going to fire up a three-try left side. Missed it. Rebound comes down to Ockletree. Ockletree to Palmer. Tough, tight defense by Rasmussen, and he has to kick it back up to Ockletree. Up the floor, Erlmeyer back up top to Palmer. Tried to fire it inside, but it's stolen by Spencer Smith as he stepped in front of Rokols. On the run the other way, Smith with a floater in the lane. Missed it, and he tracks down his own rebound. Everybody kind of went away from it, and now they leave him alone in the corner, and he'll knock down the three. Your effort pays off sometimes, and it did that time for Spencer Smith. And now we've got a traveling violation on the other end as Umbaugh walked with it on the far side.
That's an 11-0 run here by the Spartans.
A triple just a moment ago by Spencer Smith, and then the quick turnover by the Bombers. And here come the Spartans right back at it with 52 seconds left to go in this first quarter. They'll work at baseline, get it down there to Cale Hoffleen, who checked in here just a moment ago. Now down to Himmelberg. He wraps around the defender and pops it off the glass and in. Another bucket for Himmelberg. He's got 7 points now in the contest, and now a long three-try on the other end is missed by Erlmeyer, and the Spartans will come back the other way with it. The drought continues right now here for Adair Casey. Smith will dump it off here to Rasmussen, and the Spartans going to be happy to work clock here and maybe take a final shot here at the end of the quarter. 16 seconds to go. Get it over left side, Smith. They'll lob it down low. Himmelberg wide open. They curled him around, and he found a little seam, and they get him there. Now a quick steal, and Smith puts it right back up off the glass and in. Stole it and immediately shot it. And now a quick three-point try at the end of the first quarter up the floor by Rokols is missed, and that's going to do it. But a heck of a run for the Spartans to end the first quarter, and they lead this one 19-5 after the end of the first quarter. We'll go ahead and take a quick break for you and come back here with more second quarter action. It's 19-5 Spartans on top of the Bombers. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJN.com.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
My teeth don't hurt.
Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at as we continue our live coverage of high school basketball. Quick shot by Spartans as we come to the second quarter. Missed, and the ball rebounded by Spencer Rokols. He dribbles right out from under it, trying to hustle up the floor, and the ball fought for and grabbed by the Spartans. Back they come the other way. Quickly ahead, Himmelberg left side. Now he has the ball stolen away right out of his hands by Palmer. Quick pass up the floor on the run, knocked away and stolen again. And now the Spartans run into each other and knock the ball out of bounds. Phew, I'm tired already. Just a half a minute into this second quarter, Himmelberg and Spencer Smith trying to corral that loose ball. Ends up going out of bounds, and the Bombers get it back. A 17-0 run to end the first quarter by the Spartans. Have the Bombers on the ropes already as the inbound knocked away again by Exira EHK. 19-5 the score. And up off the bench, checking in for Dare Casey now is Gunnar Dinkley. He's a 5'11 junior. He'll take Spencer Rokol's place. Ockletree will inbound here to the near side. They dump it down low and quickly off the bench. A quick shot, no good by Gunnar Dinkley. He couldn't get that quick turnaround to go underneath the bucket, and the rebound taken away by the Spartans. Exira EHK to the front side now out top. They pull up. Rasmussen fires it across Parker. Bounce pass inside to Himmelberg. Knocked away loose. Himmelberg able to chase it down, though. And now to Spencer Smith. Smith left side. Leave it out there for Parker. Back to Smith. He drives the lane. Stops, and he walks with it. Tried to come to a jump stop, but the 1 foot slid out from under him. When you do that jump stop thing, it doesn't look legal, but they allow you to do it as long as you come down with both feet at the same time. But he slid that 1 foot, and that'll cost him. So the ball turns over. Bombers have the basketball now as they work it ahead to the front court. Cole Anderson checked in for the Spartans during that last stoppage. Also, Waymeyer's back in, and Cale Hoff-Lean in as well. Bombers have the ball out top. It's Dinkla here to the near side. He'll leave it off for Palmer. Palmer loses his dribble. Now to Ockletree. Ockletree just inside the arc, right wing, off the dribble drive now. Tries to get to the baseline. The ball off his knee and out of bounds. It was tapped away. It last touched his knee, and it goes back over the other way as Rokols will check back in now for the Bombers. Ice cold have been the Bombers here. Not so much shooting. They just haven't been able to get any shots. Ball's been stolen away. They just have not looked in sync. Remember, they did play against Diagonal last night, a victory for them. So the girls look a little bit sluggish, and we got a turnover now. As we talk sluggish, the Spartans turn it over on a quick traveling violation there by Cole Anderson. The ball goes back the other direction. Off the bench now for the Bombers, Emmett Wheatley checks into the game. He's a 5'8 freshman, and he'll work the ball up the floor on the dribble. 19-5 the score, 6:15 left to go here in the second quarter as Wheatley crossover dribble, gets into the lane, can't get that shot to fall. It dances off the rim. Loose ball picked up by the Spartans, now knocked away and stolen by Rokols for the Bombers. He'll take it back up the right side, crossover himself between the legs, and we got a double dribble call whistled against Rokols. A little too much between the legs that time as he was trying to break free from the two Spartans that were on him defensively. Gunnar Dinklin now checks back into the lineup for the Bombers as the Spartans bring it across. 5:54 left to go in the second quarter. Left side Parker, bounce feed low now to Himmelberg on the baseline. He's picked up there by Rokols, loses the dribble and throws it out of bounds. Tried to hit Parker and missed him up the far sideline, so the ball turns back over. Bomber basketball, 19-5 the score. That's where we were to start this quarter. A quick pass inside by Wheatley, stolen away. Himmelberg with a steal. Quickly up the floor he goes. The leaner up off the back iron and in by Dayton Rasmussen. His first basket of the ball game. It's 21-5, and we're going to have a whistle and a foul out near center court. It's going to be on Rasmussen, a reach-in. His first, team's fourth. Spencer Smith back into the ball game. Also back in is Cole Palmer for Adair Casey. Smith apparently has that flash costume on underneath his basketball jersey because he's about that fast.
Doesn't show any signs of slowing down either.
Ball out top now as the Bombers work the ball on the perimeter offensively. Umbaugh to the right side, leaves for Wheatley on the curl. Wheatley out top of the arc. They'll leave it here again left side. They work it back out top to Umbaugh. Umbaugh with it. No go-to scorer on the floor right now. Rokols is the man, but he's not in there. And a double dribble call there against Cole Palmer as he tried to get the ball posting down on the left block. And the ball turns over. So 21-5 the score. Remember when the Bombers led 5-2?
It seems like a distant memory here.
It was
at this point.
A long time ago. 21-5 the score here. Spartans ball front court. Smith working against the 2-3 Bomber zone. Dumps it in the lane. Himmelberg goes to the basket. The head fake fallaway is up and good, but it will not count. He traveled first. Back the other direction we go. Bombers get the ball back. Then they inbound the basketball, and the buzzer sounded as Rokols tried to check back into the contest. So they'll inbound it once again, and Rokols will check in as Ockletree will come out. Bomber basketball. Wheatley will bring it up to the front court. Wheatley across the timeline. Out top, working one-on-one as the Spartans work man-to-man. And Wheatley lost the handle. Trying to dribble through traffic and feed it back out to Umbaugh. He just lost the handle on it. They don't actually put a handle on the basketball, but he lost it anyway. Into the ball game once again for the Bombers, Josh Earlmeyer. Also, Waymeyer is back in for the Spartans. Left side with the basketball, Parker out on the arc. Now they go to the high post, Waymeyer. Right side, it comes Smith. Drives through, floats up in the air off the iron. No good on the floating one-hand shot. Rebound taken out of there by the Bombers, and we got a timeout. Up off the bench, Mark Emgarten, the Bomber coach, asking for a quick break in the action. So this will be a 30-second timeout with 4:22 remaining in this second quarter. And, Chris, the Bombers desperately, you just have a feeling that if they get that next basket or that next free throw, something on the boards scoring-wise, that it'll come a little bit more freely, but just so tight trying to find something right now.
Yeah, you get in those little ruts sometimes, and this one's turned into a big rut for them. They just can't seem to get a good look at the basket, let alone, you know, have a chance to, you know, knock down a shot. So I really need to get things worked out and to be able to settle down a little bit and get up the floor and feel comfortable with the basketball. But you've got to give a lot of credit to the Spartans for the defense that they've played, and it's particularly Spencer Smith wreaking havoc with making them feel uncomfortable.
Bomber basketball as we come back out of the break. 4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. 21-5, Spartans with the lead. Bombers with the basketball. Out top with it is Earlmeyer. He'll dump it off right side now to Rokols on the arc. Back across it comes to Palmer. Palmer looking low to Wheatley, who flashes across the baseline. He'll bring it back out on the dribble. Now down the lane as they get it off left side. That's Dinkla. He feeds it back out. His cross-court pass, Spencer Rokols. Not sure it was meant for him, but he gets up in the air and takes it away and takes it right to the rack for the lay-in. And it's 21-7. That stops the run at 19 straight by the Spartans. Now Himmelberg out top for Exira EHK as he'll look here right side. Out of the high post, that's Waymeyer. He takes it right inside and hits the 13-foot jumper in the lane. Preston Waymeyer with his second field goal of the night, 23-7. Now front court with a basketball is Earlmeyer for the Bombers. He'll come left side, and he walked with a basketball. They're going to catch him for steps before he put the ball on the floor. And that'll turn the basketball right back over. Up off the bench now is Cale Hoff-Lean checking back in for Exira EHK. As the 6-1 Hoff-Lean will take the place of the 6-6 Himmelberg in the lineup. 3:31 left to go here in the first half. 23-7 your score. To the front court, Spencer Smith now against that 2-3 Bomber zone. Left side, Parker. Now to the high post, Waymeyer. Left side drives right to the rack. The layup no good. Hoff-Lean the rebound. Keeps it alive. Fires it across. Left corner now, Rasmussen. Back outside to Parker. Parker to Rasmussen, fakes the three. The dribble drive stops, cut off, out top. Parker, he'll try the three. That's no good. Rebound inside is fought for and yanked down by Spencer Rokols for the Bombers. Rokols now to the front court. Left corner, Wheatley. He'll grab and gun the three and knock it down. Emmett Wheatley from the corner buries the triple. It's 23-10. 2:45 left to play in the second quarter. Spencer Smith front court now, left side to Parker. Dylan Parker with it on the arc. He'll feed it out top to Smith. Right side Hoff-Lean on the arc. Back out top. Now they swing it to the left side again. Baseline Rasmussen. Waymire grabs, turns, fires one in from 15 feet left side of the free throw lane. Preston Waymire with a half dozen. It's 25-10. Wheatley front court now for the Bombers. Wheatley on the dribble. Has the ball poked away. It's picked up, though, by Palmer. Palmer keeps it alive. Right side, Dinkla. Dinkla out top to Wheatley. Wheatley on the arc. Across it comes Earlmeyer. Left side to Palmer. Palmer here picked up defensively by Rasmussen. Leaves it again left side now for Dinkla. He'll work off the dribble drive and fire it across right side to Earlmeyer. They try to clear out the backside and make it a one-on-one opportunity, but it's just not there. Now the quick pass inside of Rokols, knocked away up off the backboard. He can't come down with it. Waymire comes away with a steal. Minute 50 to go in the second quarter. 25-10, Spartans with the advantage. Left side wing, they bring it back out top. Smith, Parker, play catch. Now to Waymire. He'll drive to the rack. His shot no good, but he's fouled on the arm. He'll get two free throws. That foul is going to be whistled against Spencer. That's not right. It's not going to be Spencer Smith. It's going to be on Josh Earlmeyer, number 15. And that'll be his first fourth team foul now against the Bombers. First free throw, good by Waymeyer. He's having a nice first half with 7 points.
He's doing a really good job of being aggressive, looking for shots. He's not afraid to take them, and that time very decisive going to the basket and getting the foul.
Cole Anderson, Zach Himmelberg back in now for the Spartans as Waymeyer knocks down the second free throw. Also back in, Alex Umbaugh for the Bombers. Here in the near corner now with it is Earlmeyer off the dribble. Out top it goes to Palmer. Palmer looking right. Starts and dumps it off now for Umbaugh. Umbaugh on the dribble out top. Here left side Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer off the dribble. The bounce feed out top to Palmer. Now they get it right side to Umbaugh. Wheatley, right wing. He'll stop, turn, and fire the three. It's no good. The rebound comes high and is taken by Rasmussen. Just over a minute left to go here in this second quarter. Rasmussen drives into the lane all the way to the rack. The floater no good. Front of the rim. Wheatley hits the tap-out rebound, and he'll bring it up the floor now. As he crosses through traffic, dumps it down low, and a good hustle play by Zach Himmelberg, streaking down the lane in front of Spencer Rokols to knock that ball out of bounds. 57 seconds left to play here in this second quarter. Bombers will inbound with Palmer. Palmer down to the baseline. Bounce feed in. Rokols, the leaner, good off the glass left side. Rokols down the lane. Very athletic. He gets up in the air. He can do a lot of things once he leaves his feet. That time he banked one home, and it's 27-12. 45 seconds left in the half. Left side with the basketball now. Anderson out top again. Smith right side dumps it low. Nice inside feed to Zach Himmelberg, who grabbed it and banked it home. He's in double digits now with the 11, and it's 29-12. And what did we get? Delay of game warning?
I think so, yeah.
I think it was a delay of game warning after the ball was tapped by one of the, coming out of the basket, by one of the Spartans. Bomber basketball, 29-12 the score. Out top, Palmer. Half a minute left to go in this first half. Earlmeyer, right side, Umbaugh, back out top, Earlmeyer. Now Wheatley here on the left wing. He'll try to drive. He's cut off and leaves it into the corner for Palmer. Palmer off the dribble, working left side, inside to Ockeltree. It's knocked away and stolen by Himmelberg. 12 seconds left here in the half. Smith will leave it now for Anderson. Anderson to the front court. Left side, Rasmussen. Anderson, 6 seconds, five. Smith, the lob, back door to Rasmussen. Shot won't go. We got a foul with 2 seconds left. That'll send Rasmussen to the line. He tried to sneak that backdoor free throw lane. Cole Palmer got him on the foul. That's his first. And that'll send Rasmussen to the line. 2.7, to be exact, left on the clock here in the half. Rasmussen will get two. First free throw try is no good. Too strong back of the rim. 29-12 our score. One more coming here for Rasmussen, rather, and the second one no good as well, so he missed them both. Now up the floor quickly, a half-court try by Palmer, no good, as they tried to get it up the floor in a hurry, and that is the end of the first half. An impressive run by the Spartans as they ticked off, 19 in a row. After they were down 5-2 early, they went up 21-5, and they have not looked back since. 29-12. The Spartans lead the Bombers here at the intermission. We'll take a break and be back to tell you more about it here at halftime. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
Taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here at halftime. We're in Elkhorn tonight as the Spartans lead it 29-12 over the Bombers. An impressive and very fast-paced first half, especially for the Spartans here, Chris, and a lot of it done with defense.
Yeah, that's really what sparked them and got them going here tonight was the tough defensive pressure and just really a lot of hustle. That's all you can explain it with is Spencer Smith was extremely active, especially late in that first quarter, stealing the ball up and down the floor and getting down the floor and making baskets. Had one particular possession where a quick score and then the ball went out of bounds. He stole the inbound and immediately put up a shot and got another two quick points out of it. So the Bombers haven't taken care of the basketball very well here in this first half, and it really cost them each time that they turned it over.
Yeah, it really did. And that's, I guess that's how you stop Spencer Rokel. As we say, he was averaging 29 points. He had 30 and 28 in the two games they've played so far for the Bombers. He's easily been their leading scorer this year, but yikes, he's sitting on, what, six here in the first half, and that's not because he's shooting for it. It's because he's just not getting touches. I mean, it's one thing to try to stop a kid after he's got the basketball and playing defense that way, but the Spartans are a little proactive in the way they're playing defense with Spencer Smith. They're keeping him from even getting the ball in the first place, and they've been very successful with that.
Yeah, pretty good game plan so far, putting Smith on Rokels, and he's been getting those passing lanes, and it looks like they keep trying to kind of stick Rokels down inside against the pressure and work him across the blocks and then up to the high post and try to get him the ball that way, and it just hasn't worked. They just haven't been able to get the ball into his hands, and then he can't create. You got to imagine maybe they might try to do some different things, working him out on the perimeter to get him the ball so that he can create off of the dribble, because he really hasn't been able to do that at all so far here in this basketball game. And yeah, limiting a guy that's averaging upwards in the upper 20s to just 6 points in that first half, it's a huge deal for the Spartans, and it really shows on the scoreboard.
Boy, just a little more than 11 and a half minutes left to go in the second half. Northern Iowa with a 46-43 lead over the Hawkeyes. That's a game that can be heard tonight here on KJAN Radio, here on KJAN.com. Of course, we've got this high school basketball matchup for you. Earlier tonight, you heard the girls' game. It was 41-35, Exira EHK winning an exciting and interesting but error-prone game against Adair Casey. Both these teams early season. Adair Casey a little tired out. You could tell they played last night, and a little tuckered out just a bit, but Exira EHK played very well defensively. Both teams struggle a little bit with passing and handling the basketball. A lot of turnovers in that contest, but in the end, it was Exira EHK building a six-point lead at the end of the first quarter, and that was the difference in the game as they held on to that six-point lead the rest of the way to come up with a win. 19 points for London Vice for Adair Casey as they came up short, but also 12 points for Chancey Nelson, and 10 points for Taylor Peterson, 9 for Maddie Peppers in that ballgame. Good balance for Exira EHK in a low-scoring game as they pick up the win in the girls' contest earlier here this evening.
Yeah, it was kind of a fun back-and-forth ballgame. Like you said, a lot of errors by both teams there in that game with a lot of turnovers, but the Spartans got out to that lead, and then down the stretch they hung on to it. The Bombers didn't do a good job of trying to go actively pursuing the basketball to get themselves some extra possessions, and then didn't commit the fouls down the stretch when they needed to preserve some time and try to get some shots up, but pays off for the Spartans, and they pick up that good victory here tonight.
Here it's 29-12 at halftime. Exira EHK leading Adair Casey here in this boys' contest. We'll take a timeout. Be back to tell you some scoring here in the first half and get you ready for second half basketball. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJAN.com.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Confidence is not something that should be...
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here as we get ready for second half basketball between Exira EHK and Adair Casey. Two teams getting back out onto the floor to start their second half shoot-arounds and get ready for the second half of play. Chris, you got the numbers from the first half?
Yeah, I'll take a look here at how things stacked up for the Spartans, who lead the way with those 29 points. They were led in that first half by Zach Himmelberg with 11. Also 8 points brought in there by Preston Waymeyer in the first half. He had a good first half of basketball. 5 points by Spencer Smith, and then three chipped in by Dylan Parker, and two for Dayton Rasmussen there in the first half. They were 4 for 6 from the free throw line there in that first half as well, or the Spartans. For the Bombers, they had 6 points leading the way with Spencer Rokols, and then just three chipped in apiece by Alex Umbaugh and Emmett Wheatley, and that's all the scoring for the Bombers there in that first half. They did not go to the charity stripe as well, so nothing for nothing there with the free throws there in the first half of play for them. Take a look at the turnover battle. Derek Casey with 12 and the Spartans with 8. So a little bit of an advantage there for Exira EHK as they were able to force a lot of turnovers. And as we talked about here a little bit ago, it seemed like when the Bombers did turn the ball over, it directly led to points for the Spartans, and they've been doing a good job of pressuring here. So we'll see how they change that here coming out in the second half. Bombers really need to find something to get themselves settled and then find ways to get the ball in the hoop. Got to score more points if you're going to win a basketball game here on the road.
Well, this game far from over, too. The Bombers have the ability to score a lot of points and do it in a hurry. Spencer Rokols was only 6 points here in the first half. You know he's due for a whole lot more in the second half. He's going to have to work a whole lot harder to get open. His teammates are going to have to help out a little bit more, too, and helping out with some screens and doing whatever they can to try to get Spencer Smith out of his shorts because he's been right on top of him the whole ball game.
And we'll see if they do some things to try to free him up here in this second half of play. And it's a 29-12 score here at halftime. About ready to get things going as the two teams get back out onto the floor here as we start the second half. I want to thank you for joining us here tonight on KJN.com. Of course, so we mentioned that the Iowa UNI game is going on over on AM 1220 on the radio here tonight. It's 51-45 UNI right now with the 9:28 left to go in that one up in Cedar Falls. And don't forget, tomorrow night as well, we'll have the Iowa-Iowa State women's basketball game coming your way tomorrow evening. That'll be a 6:45 pregame on the radio. Get the inbound set in here now here for the Bombers, and they'll get it in up top here to Palmer. Palmer dumps it off now over to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer with the basketball will dump it off now here over to Rokols out high. Now it goes left side. They'll fire up the three, and Umbaugh knocks it down. And he gets the triple to start the second half, so a quick jump out there for the Bombers. 29-15. Spartans now with the basketball. Out top it's Himmelberg. Himmelberg, Rasmussen, Waymeyer, Parker, and Smith out of there on the floor. Now they do turn it over. Throw it over right side, and Rasmussen couldn't corral it. And it's going to turn back over here to the Bombers. They have Rokols, Palmer, Earlmeyer, Ockletree, and Umbaugh out on the floor here as we start the second half of basketball. Second offensive possession of the second half here for the Bombers. Earlmeyer didn't look for the basket that time. He got a nice pass on the block, but then he just kicked it right back out. Palmer with it, throws it over to Ockletree. Ockletree will dump it over now here to Rokols. Pump fake, now a dribble drive. He'll stop, try to create his shot. Wild one, and almost went in, rimmed out. Rebound pulled down by the Spartans.
He was hoping to get the foul call there.
Up ahead, Rasmussen will dump it over left side to Smith, trying to post Himmelberg. Good front by Ockletree. I'll get it up top now here to Waymeyer. Back to Smith. Smith, crossover dribble into the lane. Lost the handle on it. Stolen away. Ockletree came up with it. Rokols, now he has it slapped away and stolen right back by Smith. Up ahead, he tried to throw one in the lane. It's tapped away. Waymeyer saves it. And back out to Smith. And then we'll have a timeout now taken here from the Exira EHK bench. And the Spartans are going to take a full timeout. So 29-15, the Spartans on top with 6:28 left to go third quarter. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJN.com.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Back here after the timeout taken here by the Spartans as they want to settle things down and talk things over. Kind of a back and forth, a couple quick turnovers once again here a moment ago, and Spartans will have the ball. Well, inbound here to Rasmussen, and Rasmussen will hand it off now to Smith. Smith will dribble left side. Pick up his dribble, needs some help. Now gets it off to Himmelberg. Back over to Parker, right side. Parker will get it back to Himmelberg at the top of the key. Now Rasmussen will bring it out high, and they'll send Himmelberg down low to start the offense. And now he'll get it over to Smith. Smith, the dribble as he got past the defender, but a nice recovery and a block by Earlmeyer, and then he came down with the basketball. Good, quick recovery by Josh Earlmeyer. And here come the Bombers. They'll get a pass. Nice pass down low to Ockletree, and he split the defenders as they try to go for the reaching in to get the ball. And it's going to be a bucket there for the Bombers as Ockletree makes it count. That's his first bucket of the ball game.
And a steal. Yeah, steal. A tip by Rokols. The ball taken away by Ockletree.
Now they work it up the floor. Up top it's Palmer. Palmer will drive and hand it off now here to Umbaugh. Over to Ockletree. Ocotree, a pass down on the block. They get it to Palmer. He's blocked from behind by Rasmussen, and he takes it out of the air and hands it off to Waymire, and now he'll get it back to bring it up the floor. Rasmussen stop, kicks it left side to Smith. Smith looking down low. Now cross-court skip pass over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen gets it on the block now to Himmelberg. He goes to work. Shot partially tipped. Waymire's right there to corral it, though, and put it back off the glass for an easy bucket. 31-17, Spartans with the lead. Here's a crossover, a drive into the lane. Palmer puts one up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Himmelberg. Good opportunity for Palmer that time. Couldn't knock down the shot. Right side pass over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen will drive by the defender. Lost it off of his leg and is picked up by Rokols. Earlmeyer now with it. Right back up top to Palmer. Now they get it down on the block. Ockletree's open. His shot's too strong, though, and Waymire pulls down the board. Easy bunny miss that time by Ockletree on the block. And the Spartans right back with it. Here's Smith right side. Up top, Himmelberg. He'll drive into the lane. Kick it back out. Rasmussen for three left wing. No good. Rebound pulled down by Umbaugh. 4:14 left to go, third quarter, 31-17 Spartans. Nice pass down low. Rokols got behind Smith, and they found him that time, and he gets the bucket on the lay-in. 31-19 now. And Rasmussen traveled with it out top. He pump-faked and thought twice about passing it over to Smith, and he drug his pivot foot. And now Rasmussen's going to check out as they bring Cole Anderson back into the game. Cale Hoffleen also checks in to replace Waymire. Up ahead now here, Palmer out top, guarded by Anderson, kicks it off to Rokols. Rokols will stop and kick it over to Earlmeyer. Earlmeyer stops, cross-court skip pass. Umbaugh, he'll fire the three. That's short. Rebound missed there, or the rebound pulled down by Smith out long. Now he'll fire it up ahead, and a good hustle play by Earlmeyer to knock it out of bounds. And it will be Spartan basketball over on the far sideline. Earlmeyer went over there, knocked it out, and then he landed on the little sticky pad over there. The guys wiped their shoes off, almost slid down, but he's able to keep his balance and stay up. Now they'll inbound here. The Spartans get it inside. Himmelberg, a jump stop in the lane. We're going to have a foul, and that's going to be on the floor, I believe, and that's going to be whistled against Sawyer Ockletree.
Yeah, it's a tough one for the Bombers because it should have been a traveling violation against Himmelberg. He came to a jump stop and about fell down on his rear end as he slid across the lane.
They are going to call it the shooting foul as well, and he misses the first one. So Himmelberg misses. He's got one more coming now. That free throw is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Rokols. Bombers will push it ahead. Palmer out top with the basketball. Will dribble right side. Now stops and picks it up. Nice backdoor cut by Ockletree, and he finds him for the lay-in. Quick move by Ockletree, and we've got a 10-point ball game, 31-21. 3:06 left to go, third quarter. Smith walked with the basketball. He hesitated passing it off to Himmelberg, and he turns it over. So what was the problem for the Bombers in the first half has turned into the problem for the Spartans right now, turning over the ball. Inbound pass will be lobbed in, and here comes Palmer up the floor with it. Bombers on a bit of a run here. They'll dribble right side, kick it back out. Umbaugh now over to Earlmeyer. Ockletree left wing, trying to post up Rokols. He gets it, and a tough shot ran into the defender. No call, and the rebound pulled down by Hoffleen. Up ahead here, Spencer Smith with it. Throws it over right side, over to Hoffleen. He'll hang on to it. Now skip it back over to Smith. Smith. Dribbling out high, guarded by Rokols, picks up his dribble, needs some help, dumps it down to Hoffleen. Now back outside to Anderson. 2:25 left to go, third quarter. Out top, Smith trying to reset the offense. He'll dump it off now to Hoffleen. He'll try to drive baseline. We're going to have a body foul here against Cole Palmer, who was the defender there. Second on Palmer, second of the half here against Adair Casey, and we're going to have Dayton Rasmussen, Preston Waymire check back in as Parker and Anderson will check back out here for the Spartans. Inbound pass here for Dayton Rasmussen, and he'll lob it up high. Hoffleen will send it over to Himmelberg quickly. He dribbles into the middle of the lane, gets the defenders to jump up, then jumps one up with a shot, missed it. Rebound pulled down there by Umbaugh. Palmer on the run, sends it to Earlmeyer left side. Earlmeyer back outside to Palmer. Palmer hanging on to it. Now he'll dribble. Crosses over, stops, picks it up, throws it over to Umbaugh. Now to Ockletree, right wing. Ockletree back up high to Umbaugh. We're going to have a foul. I call it a double foul, I believe, here against both players as Rokols and Smith are mixing it up inside. And that's exactly what they're going to call, both players working against each other, Smith and Rokols. And that'll be two on each of them. And now we're going to have a timeout coming here from the Adair Casey bench as Coach Hemgarten will take a full timeout. 31-21, 10-point game, 1:53 left to go third quarter. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to high school basketball here on KJN.com.
Your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee is keeping it current. Search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook or text Hot Deals, HOTDEALS, to the number 49833 to receive weekly text messages. Sign up at Hy-Vee.com to have our ad delivered directly to your inbox. So remember to search Atlantic Hy-Vee on Facebook and check us out and text Hot Deals to the number 49833 for special savings and events only at your hometown Atlantic Hy-Vee.
And back here during the timeout here for Adair Casey, it's 31-21. Exira EHK on top of Adair Casey here in this boys' high school basketball contest. 1:53 left to go here third quarter tonight in Elkhorn. After the timeout, it will be the Bombers throwing it inbounds, and Ockletree will do the duties. And he'll look to get it in, gets it into Palmer. Palmer guarded by Spencer Smith right now. They'll throw it down right side now over to Umbaugh. Umbaugh's going to stop and get open on the three-point arc. Missed the shot short, though. Rebound's going to go out of bounds before the Bombers can track it down, and it'll be Spartans' ball. Inbound pass, and Dayton Rasmussen will walk it up the floor. Spartans with a 10-point lead and the ball. 1:37 left to go third quarter. Dribble there by Rasmussen. We'll dump it off now to Spencer Smith. He'll kick it left side. Himmelberg on the block with an advantage against Umbaugh. Goes to the rack and he tries to put a shot up and he gets the foul call. Definite size advantage with the matchup that time. Himmelberg against Umbaugh, and the foul going to be whistled on Umbaugh, his second. Zach Himmelberg at the free throw line. He missed his last two. This one's good though. And now into the ball game here. We'll see Trayton Jensen check in here for the Bombers as Umbaugh will go to the bench. Second free throw by Himmelberg is too strong. Rebound pulled down by Rokols. Now Palmer will push it across the timeline. Got it poked away. Spence went to the floor to tap it. Still loose. Palmer got back up and went and tracked it down. And now a reach and foul on Cale Hoffleen as he tried to go for the basketball.
Half a step late getting there.
Be his first, and the second team foul now against the Spartans here in the second half. Inbound to Palmer in the backcourt, and he'll bring it back across. Tipped as he threw it up in the air, and Smith got a handle on it, and now a tie-up between Rasmussen and Ockletree as the ball went to the floor, and it's going to be Spartan basketball here on the arrow. Waymeyer will be the one to inbound it here. 1:07 left to go in this third quarter. 32-21. Spartans with the lead. Here's Rasmussen out high with it. Hanging on to it, dribbling. Now kicks it to Smith. Smith. Himmelberg's got an advantage down low, but he won't toss it down to him. Now Smith drives into the lane. Now he'll dump it off to Himmelberg. He slipped as he tried to go baseline, lost the handle on it, and it turns over. Now here to the Bombers. They'll throw it up ahead. Almost had it stolen as Waymeyer got in the passing lane, but they track it back down. Jensen with the basketball. Now they'll kick it back up top over to Palmer. He'll stop inside the free throw line and knock down a jumper. Cole Palmer with the bucket, and it's 32-23. Bombers have been inching their way a little closer here in this third quarter. Pass over right side. It goes now to Spencer Smith. Back up top here to Rasmussen. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. Dump it off now to Waymeyer. 10 seconds to go. He'll get it inside. Rasmussen's wide open in the lane, and he gets the easy bucket. Dayton Rasmussen filled the middle of the lane. Nobody followed him. Now the inbound here and pressure, and the Bombers aren't going to get up the floor and get a chance at a shot here as the third quarter ends. 34-23. The Spartans on top of the Bombers here as we head to the fourth quarter. We'll take a quick break here and be back with final action here in this high school boys basketball game. This is high school basketball here on KJN.com.
My teeth don't hurt. Hey, my great aunt's in town. I'm waiting for a phone call from the president. Our dog ate my watch. My insurance card got lost in the flood of 1998. I have fewer teeth than fingers, so why bother? Whatever your excuse might be, people don't look forward to the dentist. Maybe it's because your previous experience was not good. Let Dr. Mark Markham and Dr. Sean Peterson change your attitude. They're located on the upper level of the Cass County Memorial Hospital. Their friendly staff will help you put a white smile on your face now. Give them a call at 243-1833 before you're thinking about that tooth that hurts.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Elkhorn tonight as the home team with the lead, 34-23, Exira EHK leading. The Bombers of Adair Casey have the basketball to start this fourth quarter. They've gotten back within single digits just a little bit ago, but it's 11 right now as Ockletree has the ball. In the front court, Emmett Wheatley right side left open. The three ball from the wing coming, no good. Rebound Dayton Rasmussen. Here come the Spartans. Spartans on the run up the floor. Rasmussen up the left side. Stops and leaves it for Waymire. He'll land it right back to Rasmussen out top. Spartans will work against the zone by the Bombers as Himmelberg hops and dances his way down the left side of the lane. He gets the basket to fall. He's got 14 points. It's 36-23, Spartans. And now a lob inside and a steal. Wheatley's lob inside to Rokol, stolen away. Long pass up the floor, good, and the lay-in is complete there by Spencer Smith. The football quarterback turns the tables. He hustles up the floor and catches the long pass and lays it in. Wheatley back the other way with an acrobatic play as he drove the right side of the lane. He was bumped and falling to the floor as he flipped it up over his shoulder, and good. Now down low, the ball knocked away, and Himmelberg comes up with a loose ball, and he'll score for the Spartans underneath as they two teams struggle to get clean looks. Now Wheatley up the floor, a fall-away jumper with a hand in his face is no good. Rebound to the Spartans. Here they come on the run, 40-25, Exira EHK, and in trouble. Dayton Rasmussen down the lane lost the ball, Ockletree with it. Now Wheatley, quick pass. As he tried to fire it down the lane to Earlmeyer, it's off the foot. It's kicked by Spencer Smith, so out of bounds to the Bombers. Back into the ball game now, Alex Umbaugh for the Bombers, and Cale Hoffleen will check back into the contest for the Spartans. Basketball will belong to the Bombers. They'll have it here in the front court. Inbound out top. As they'll leave it here near side for Trayton Jensen. Now back to Umbaugh. He'll curl and drive to the free throw line and dump it across to Earlmeyer. Josh Earlmeyer off the dribble to Jensen, right side. Jensen stops the bounce feed. Rokols turns in traffic. Right back to Jensen underneath. Across to Ockletree, and the bank shot good. Wasn't the smoothest looking series of passes in the world, but it was effective for the bank shot. It's 40-27. Spartans with the advantage. Oh, nice bounce feed. Oh, and they missed the layup inside as the bounce feed down the lane to Waymire, and he couldn't get the basket to go. Rebounded by the Bombers. 5:50 to go here in the fourth. Left side, Earlmeyer in the lane, or across the lane now. It comes here near side, and they dump it out top for Ockletree. Ockletree right side to Jensen. Jensen looking out top. Earlmeyer, Umbaugh, he'll grab and gun the three, and that's good from the left side. Alex Umbaugh with his third triple of the ball game, and it's a 10-point game again, and a timeout asked for now by the Bombers. It'll have to be a full because that's all they have left. And we have 5:33 remaining now in the basketball game. 40-30, the Bombers have it back to within 10. They've been within 9 at 32-23, but this is about as good as it's gotten, and it's only a 10-point game with that huge run, that 19-0 run in the first half. You'd have figured that the Spartans had run away with it by now, but really they've struggled at times to move the basketball up and down the floor. A series of turnovers, especially in that third quarter, allowed the Bombers to kind of creep back into it again as Adair Casey outscored them 11-5 in the third quarter to get back at least within shouting distance again. And with 5.5 to go and just a 10-point difference, there's plenty of time left.
Yeah, definitely is plenty of time. And a noticeable difference for the Bombers here in the second half is they're starting to get some good looks at some shots. They're doing a good job passing the ball around in their offense. Guys moving a little bit better, and they seem a little bit more comfortable and getting some decent looks.
Spartans ball now. Zell inbound in the backcourt as we restart with 5:33 to go. Well, Kale Hoffleen has to look out. It's like traveling over there. And he was hopping around down on that baseline. He was given the ball, and doesn't matter. They break the pressure with a couple of long passes, and Zach Himmelberg to the lane gets the layup. And it's 42-30 now in favor of the Spartans. Pass outside on the wing. Jensen across it goes now to Earlmeyer. The quick feed down low is tapped out of bounds. Himmelberg got a hand on that pass to Ockeltree and slapped it out of bounds. 12-point lead for the Spartans. Bombers have the basketball. 5:12 remaining. We're in the fourth quarter. The inbounds feed right side wide open. Earlmeyer, quick jumper from 12 feet. No good. Rebounded by Himmelberg. Xyra EHK with the ball and a dozen-point lead. Rasmussen to the front court, right side now off the screen. Dumps it down low for Himmelberg and a foul. Ockeltree a little too much that time, trying to intercept that pass from behind. That's his third, team foul number 5 on the Bombers. No free throws. It's out of bounds on the baseline to the Spartans. Xyra EHK to the right side corner. Rasmussen dumps it down low for Himmelberg. He's caught in traffic, feeds it back out. Everybody collapsing when Himmelberg gets the ball. And we've got another foul whistled on Ockeltree, trying to come from behind and swat that ball away. And that'll be number 4 now on Sawyer Ockeltree. Rasmussen the inbound, and it comes to Himmelberg down the left side of the lane. He comes right to the lane and lays it in. 44-30 now in favor of the Spartans. Bombers with the ball. Across the lane it goes. Earlmeyer left side for 3. It's off the mark. Rebounds to Smith. Here come the Spartans on the run. Smith doesn't waste any time hustling that ball to the front court. He'll spin it back out top. Now they'll reset the offense with 4.5 minutes left in the game. Down the right side, the bounce feed. Rasmussen posting in the lane. The leaner up, in, and a foul. Count the basket, the up and under by Dayton Rasmussen. He gets the floater to fall, and he'll get a free throw as well, as that foul is going to be whistled against Spencer Rokols. It'll be his third. Jensen will check out now for the Bombers as Cole Palmer is back into the lineup. Rasmussen with a free throw coming. Try to complete the three-point play, and he does as he knocks it home. And what was a 10-point game is now a 17-point game, 47-30. Bombers get close, but not close enough. Now Ockeltree will try the three from the left wing. That's off the mark. The rebound yanked down by the Spartans. Rasmussen quickly to the front court. Up the right side, stops and looks down low. Breaking to the basket, Hoffleen. Quick shot, no good. Down low off the glass. Rebounded by the Bombers. Umbaugh to the front court now for Adair Casey. Umbaugh right side. Curling off the dribble, takes it back out top. Fires it left corner. Palmer open. The three ball, no good. Rebounded by Himmelberg. Himmelberg with it here in the backcourt as Rokols tries to swat it away. Now Spencer Smith with it. 3:45 left to go. 47-30, Xyra EHK on top. Left side Himmelberg looking low. No one there. Now back out top to Hoffleen. Head fake in the drive. Himmelberg the bounce feed. Posting is Rasmussen. The lean, no good. There's nothing there. And he'll dump it back out. Himmelberg into the lane. Smith, head fake. Turk's drive stumbles a bit. Now flips it up and in. Awkward looking play, but he was able to get it to go in the lane. 49-30. And a ball knocked out of bounds as they try to bring the basketball up the floor. This is the biggest lead of the night for the Spartans. That came after it was closed to 10, a 9-0 run, and it's 49-30 now in favor of Xyra EHK with 3:15 left as they inbound. Quick feed down low, Gunnar Dinkla back into the ball game as he takes the ball down low as it's swatted away in the shot attempt. Ball loose, and we're going to have a foul called here in the backcourt. It's going to be against Adair Casey, and I believe it's going to be is that Ockeltree? Yep. And it is. That'll be all for him. That's his fifth. He's fouled out of the basketball game with 3:09 remaining as Ockeltree's night will end with a 6-point performance here this evening. Ockeltree will check out, and up off the bench, Logan Dinkla will check in his place.
He was a little bit of a spark for him there in that third quarter, getting open on the block a couple of times, but yeah, committing the fouls here and quite a bit here in just a few minutes here to foul out.
Front end of the bonus up and good. The injured party there was Cole Anderson. He takes the free throw and he makes the front end of the bonus. He'll get another. And the second try is also good. So Anderson on the board. This first 2 points of the night from the line. And it's 51-30. Biggest lead of the night now. 21 points here for Exira EHK and an 11-0 run. Quick pass off the foot of Gunnar Dinkla. He scoops it up, and now his pass is tipped out of bounds by Himmelberg. So it'll stay with Adair Casey. 2:57 now remaining in the basketball game. Inbounds feed taken backcourt. Up the floor with it is Palmer. Palmer picked up man-on-man there by Anderson. Right side, drives to the baseline, fires it all the way across to the corner. A three-point try on the way, no good by Umbaugh. Rebounded by Waymeyer for the Spartans. Long pass up the floor to Smith. Smith with it here in the left corner. Brings it back out on the dribble into the lane. Curl steps under, kicks it across to Himmelberg. He'll take it to the rack, hesitates, and gets hammered. He'll go to the free throw line. Take your pick. I think two different bombers got up there trying to block that shot, fouled him. And they're going to whistle the foul against Cole Palmer. That will be his third. So Himmelberg to the line now for the Spartans. Chance to shoot a pair. His first one is no good. About the only thing Himmelberg has done that coach might not be happy about is the free throw shooting. Just 2 for 6 from the line for him. But other than that, he's been pretty good. Second one is good as he hits one of his two this time. 21 points now on the night for Himmelberg. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 2:26 remaining here in the basketball game. 52-30 is your score. Spartans on top. Back in just a bit. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.com.
Confidence is not something that should be taken lightly, especially when it comes to your vision. The staff at Family Vision Center in Atlantic greatly appreciates the high level of confidence you've placed in them. Over the years, you've shown this confidence by recommending the Family Vision Center to your friends and family. They'd like to take this opportunity to thank you and remind you if you're having vision problems, then call the Family Vision Center at 243-1965 for an appointment. They'll give you a complete eye exam and recommend the proper treatment and corrective measures. Your eyesight is a precious gift, so entrust it with people you trust. The Family Vision Center in downtown Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Elkhorn tonight as the home team, Exira EHK, leading the Adair Casey Bombers 52-30 here this evening. Just a big old bucket of cold water for the Spartans every time the Bombers have tried to get back in this basketball game. Bombers with the basketball as we come back out of the timeout. The inbound, Umbaugh curls, drives the lane, floats one up, and we'll have a blocking foul. He'll get 2 free throws as his shot rolled off the rim. So Umbaugh to the line here for the Bombers. That foul is going to go against Cole Anderson. That will be his first. It's just the third team foul against the Spartans here in the second half. 2:18 remaining. The first free throw on the way is good by Umbaugh. He'll get one more. And the second try also good as Umbaugh knocks them both down. 52-32 now the score. Quickly up the floor. Stop. A quick shot. No good there near side by Dylan Parker. Ball knocked out of bounds on the rebound effort, though. And we'll have a foul called. It's going to be on Spencer Smith. That'll be his third. It's the fourth team foul. Bombers with a basketball. 52-32 the lead for the Spartans. 2 minutes left to play here in the game. Umbaugh with it right side. He'll leave it off for Rokols. He'll fire up a three, and that's good. Spencer Rokols with one of the few open looks he's had tonight with the jump shot. It's 52-35. Spencer Smith now to the front court for Exira EHK. Working against Rokols defensively. Right side Anderson. He drives, stops, and feeds it for Waymeyer. Waymeyer back to Anderson, dumps it down low. Himmelberg crossed the lane. And Dylan Parker will bring it back out. No advantage inside. Now Smith drives, stops, feeds it off. Parker back out top to Smith. Minute 25 remaining in the game. Smith out top with it, guarded by Umbaugh. Now drives the lane, stripped away. It's loose. It rolls right to Waymeyer, and the Spartans keep it. Now out to Parker here on the left side. Parker off the dribble drive, finds himself free in the lane. The floater no good. Rokols the rebound for Adair Casey. Rokols quickly ahead, Umbaugh left side, grabs, guns, and knocks down the three. Alex Umbaugh hits the triple, and it's 52-38. Up the floor now, the Spartans break pressure. Himmelberg grabs and lays it in down low. 54-38 the score, with 50 seconds to go in the game. Out top of the basketball, it's Rokols. He grabs it, turns. He'll fire up a three now. It's off the mark, and the rebound taken by Himmelberg. 40 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Spartans across the timeline now as Anderson will dribble it ahead. Anderson, harassed there by Rokols defensively, leaves it now outside for Parker. Parker cross to Himmelberg, 25 seconds left. Waymire, top of the arc. Left side, Smith, back to Waymire in the give and go, and the lay-in good down the left side. Waymire with a dozen points, 56-38. 14 seconds remain in the game. Ahead now to Dinkla, Logan Dinkla, little baby hook is up and no good down low. Rebounded by Rokols. He fights for the shot underneath and gets fouled. He'll get free throws with 6 seconds remaining. And that foul will be against Himmelberg, just his first. 56-38 the score. Spartans with the lead. Rokols knocks down the first free throw. Hoffline back into the game now for the Spartans. Also checking in, Nolan Parker. One more free throw try coming here for Spencer Rokols, and that is no good. Rolls off, rebound underneath Umbaugh. His putback missed. Logan Dinkler the board, and the ball lost out of bounds underneath. It's going to stay with the Bombers. 1.7 on the clock. Bombers will inbound. Logan Dinkla fires it in for Rokols. He grabs, guns a three from the left side. It's off the mark, and that will do it here tonight. Spartans win it 56-39 is your final tonight. Exira EHK coming up with the victory here this evening as they put together a pretty good basketball game here tonight, both offensively and defensively, and it really got started from the outset as they really held in check some of the top players for the Bombers tonight early in building a big lead and then running away with it here later on in the basketball game as they post the 56-39 win here tonight over Adair Casey.
Yeah, they really did a good job here throughout the ball game of getting the defensive pressure up, turned up early, and a lot of hustle plays made by the Spartans early in the basketball game that built in that early lead, and then a little bit of a run by the Bombers coming out in the second half to get things back within 9 at one point. But from then on, it was just Spartans rolling once again as they got settled back down. Some shots in transition and a bunch of buckets there in that fourth quarter by Zach Himmelberg to kind of put the icing on the cake. And good win here tonight for the Spartans as they continue to keep the pressure up there towards the end of the basketball game.
56-39, quick rundown of your scoring. 23 points for Zach Himmelberg to lead all scorers tonight. Also a dozen for Preston Waymire. 9 points as well for Spencer Smith and 7 for Dayton Rasmussen for the Spartans. On the other side for the Bombers, it was 14 points for Alex Umbaugh and 12 tonight for Spencer Rokols. But not near enough here this evening as the Spartans come away with the victory. They go to 3-0, Bombers 2-1 with the loss. 56-39. Your final. That'll do it for us here tonight. Thanks for joining us here for High School Basketball on KJAN.com.